Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from March the 18th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw most of the indices we follow in positive territory. Crude led the way to the upside, up over 8% at 8.35. The only thing we saw in negative territory was the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF down 51 basis points. But on the U.S. equity side, pretty much all our indices were in positive territory for yesterday's action. That positive action actually led to a few notable things, quite a few notable trend reversals when we look at some of the charts this morning. And this is the chart, 25 point per box chart of the S&P 500. We saw it move above the 4,400 level, flipping that trend back to positive for the S&P 500. So definitely a positive development back into a positive trend. So nice to see that on the chart of the S&P 500. Additionally, we also saw the 20 point per box chart for the Russell 2000 give a double top here at 2040 and move above 2060, also flipping that trend back into positive territory. So seeing some trend flips on some of these index charts, and that is a great thing and a great sign for us to see, especially after we've had a rough start to 2022. As we noted, crude was up over 8% yesterday on its chart, didn't bring it back to a buy signal, but we did see it rally up to that 104 level, continuing in its current column of X's. So something just to keep an eye on from here. At this point, again, in order to take a move above 115 in order to bring it back to a buy signal, likely we would see it reverse down and then potentially reverse up again before we would see it rally to there. But it's been a volatile crude market, so we'll continue to monitor that and see if it's able to push higher and return to that buy signal there at 115. On the indicator front, we did see the bullish percent for the OTC reverse back into X's from 26 up to 32 here, coming from below that 30% level back above it. And with that, as well as the bullish percent for the optionable universe and also the SPX and NDX moving back into X's yesterday, seeing some further positive developments in addition to the indexes moving back into positive trends. On the global equity front, we saw the bullish percent for world equity, symbol caret BP world, reverse back into X's. This is a notable development. It never really got below 30%, but the fact that it's moving back into X's now is yet another positive development for global equities. But we'll go ahead and wrap today's video up, keeping things very short and sweet for today and this Friday, just to give you a few updates on trend reversals, as well as positive developments within the indicators. So hope everyone has a nice weekend. As always, if you have any questions about the video or if you have any particular thoughts you may be having on a stock or a position, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.